Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kyle Welter, and he is the park foreman for Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning.
Kyle, aren't parks just for summer?
No, not at all. No, we're always looking for new activities to do during the winter. Right now we've come up with a really good challenge for the New Year's to kind of capitalize on all the New Year's resolutions that have taken place. So.
Yeah, we want people to get out and be active, don't we?
Yeah, all year round.
Yes. Yep. And, of course, so far, you could just go out and walk. You could do almost anything. Some people have been playing golf even, I think.
Yeah, the weather's been crazily cooperating with us this year. So it's been beneficial to everybody walking trails and still taking advantage of all the things at the park. There's still a lot of disc golfers out there. So it's been a good year so far.
All right, so far. Of course, we're looking forward to some snow and some cold. But one of the things that you have done to try and encourage people to get out to the parks is to set up kind of a challenge. Just kind of give us the background about that challenge.
That's right. So we know a lot of people choose to make resolutions to go outside more and do more outside activities, get more exercise. So we thought we'd capitalize on that. We came up with a challenge for people to go see all of our parks, take some pictures of things at the parks, whether you're doing outdoor activities or you're just taking picture of some of the nature out there. We've come up with a pretty good incentive for you to get out there and see the parks while you're out there doing your exercise and getting that outdoor time.
Okay, incentive for ourselves, but isn't there also another incentive?
That's right. So that we have partnered with the Chamber. They're giving us $25 of Chamber bucks to anybody who can take 25 different pictures of the activities that we've put on the list from all 10 different parks.
Okay, when you say 10 parks, I'm sure that if you did that as a quiz for the general public, there'd be very few people who could list 10 parks in Atlantic.
That's true. Yeah, we have a lot more parks than people think about. We have the Sunnyside and Schilburg that everybody knows, but we also have East Ridge out on 22nd Street. We've got Nishna between the high school, or right beside the high school. We've got Cedar Park down on Cedar Street, Millette, Pellet. We've got City Park, the Bull Creek Pathway, and Harl Holt. So plenty of outdoor activities at all these different parks to go to and go see some of the different things that they have to offer.
Mention Millette again. I had to, when I found out there was a Millette Park, I had to look at the map and go drive there.
Yeah, so Millette is down on 3rd Street Place, pretty much as far north as you can get on that side of town there. It's kind of a smaller park. We're working on adding to it. That's our park that we're working on the most right
okay.
now.
Okay. So. Yeah, just and various facilities are there at various parks, but it's still a place to kind of get away in the city and just kind of have a good time or meditate, whatever it is you want to do.
Yep, all sorts of different activities from walking the trails to having picnics. We've got shelters at most of these parks, so it's a good place to go out and have a picnic, you know, equipment for kids to play on, all that good fun stuff.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about, just in case winter comes, I mean, it's been predicted that we're going to get cold and have some snow. What are some of the special things that might be available?
So right now we're waiting on a good cold front to come in and let us freeze over the ice skating rink. That's a big project we like to do in the winter. We have skates to rent. Borrow. We've got hockey equipment. We're planning on trying a curling event. All sorts of fun stuff. We're just waiting for the weather to cooperate a little bit.
So can you give instruction? Let's say you mentioned curling. Can one of you tell people how to play curling?
So curling is a pretty popular Olympic sport now. It's really comparable to shuffleboard if you've ever played that. You essentially just roll a big rock. We have milk cartons full of sand, but you essentially just roll a big rock down. There's a few circles, and the closer you get to the middle circle, the more points you score. And the two teams, you know, bounce each other's stuff off and try and score the most points. And it's a lot of fun to get out there and just kind of slide and push some things across the ice. So,
because you're a skater, you're looking forward to this?
Yes, I'm looking forward to the skating. I've been a big skater for a while. I've actually never tried ice skating, so I'm pretty excited to fall on my face for that a couple times.
All right. Yeah. Well, but you just got to get out there and try it. You know?
A big hockey fan, so we got to try that too.
Okay. And you said you have enough equipment that people could get a couple small teams together to play hockey.
Yeah, so we've got a good amount of sticks. We've got goalie gear. We're going to put two goals out there for the year. So, yeah, we're trying to plan to get a game together and hopefully get maybe a 5-versus-5 game going and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of hockey fans somewhere in the area, and hey, what an opportunity this is.
Yeah.
So those are the winter kinds of things. Now, let's talk about a little bit more. Then you have a lot of equipment for warmer weather, too. Let's just mention some of that.
Yeah, so, and that's part of the challenge, too. We have a lot of outdoor activities, especially up at Sunnyside, that people can utilize that, you know, like I said, if you take your picture, put that towards the challenge, you can get that chamber bucks. But, yeah, we have all sorts of activities from horseshoes to bocce ball. We can loan out discs for the disc golf course, all sorts of different things. We got a ping pong table now. We're just keep trying to add new recreational activities that we can do out there. And we do have the equipment to borrow. It's not very known, but, yeah, you can just come to the parks office and say, hey, we'd like to borrow some horseshoes and take them for the day and have some fun.
So what's the one where the balls on the strings go around? Ladder?
Ladder ball, I believe that's what that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
We have that as well. Yeah. So we
really simple to set up.
Really simple to set
up. So I'm thinking, you know, you could do this as just a person or two, but like if you're having a family reunion and you want to have some things there in addition to swings and slides and stuff for the kids or some games for the adults,
yeah,
come and see you.
Bocce ball is a great game for all ages. I'm a huge fan of bocce ball. We're also doing bags. So we have bags and boards that you can come in and borrow. We plan to put some stationery out there at Sunnyside as well, but we have some nice ones we've actually painted chalkboard paint on, so you can keep your scores and write your team names and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, we're trying to come up with a bunch of activities for people of all ages, and so far we're doing pretty good.
Now, Parks and Rec is a part of our, I guess, supported by our government, actually.
That's
our
correct.
City government. Yep. This is Atlantic's Parks and Recs. So let's take advantage of it.
Yes, I believe you should. It's always a great time getting out in the park and just enjoying the nice day and the weather and turning your phones off and just being there for a day or two.
So Kyle, we're visiting with Kyle Welter, who is the park foreman for Parks and Rec. And we've been talking about a lot of fun stuff, but you have a lot of work to do, too. What
yes.
kind of work are you doing now?
So work is never ending. Right now, we're currently clearing out a lot of the dead trees out at Sunnyside. It's been a problem for a few years now, and we haven't really quite had the manpower to take care of it. So we're doing a lot of that. We're actually taking a lot of that wood and using it to help out the RV park and get people some firewood down there. But it's really never ending. We've got two shops full of things that need taken care of, and cleaning that always needs done, and yeah, it's a never ending job. But right now we're focusing on the trees up at Sunnyside to make that a little safer.
I know in the summertime it's like mow.
It's a lot of mowing, a lot of weed eating in the summer. Yep, we try to keep busy with the winter months and planning new activities for the spring, as well as, you know, just the general maintenance that we still need to do around the parks.
Right. You know, I'm guessing there's some people who do not know where to contact you, where to come to get that equipment.
So we have our Parks and Rec building out there at Sunnyside. You can always stop in. Most of the time we are there. Once in a while, everybody will be out doing something. Just kind of depends on the day. But you can always reach us at the Atlantic Parks office as well. Come straight to one of our cell phones, so we always answer.
And do you have web, Facebook?
We have Facebook as well. You can always send us a message there, just comment or send a message to our wall, whatever that may be. And we respond to that pretty quick as well, and that's a good way to contact us.
And then I'm thinking that all of this information we've been talking about would be available.
It is. It's all available on Facebook. It just depends on kind of how busy we are, how much we update that. But I've actually just taken that over. So I plan on updating that a little bit more and keeping the public informed of what we're doing out there. So.
Because I just have to tell you, Kyle, that I went to the Atlantic Cass County site to look at what was happening at the park. This has been a while ago. And it was not updated, but I'm guessing you're going to work hard at that.
Yeah,
because
I'm going to do a good job of keeping that at Facebook at least updated.
That's
for everybody,
another. I mean, it's a source of information from outside of our area too. If they want to come visit Atlantic, they're going, okay, what do I do? Well,
exactly. And you know, we do everything we do for the parks is for the people of the city. So we believe, you know, they need to know what we're doing and see what kind of things we have to offer and everything else.
Okay, Kyle, we appreciate you coming and visiting and remind us about all of our parks and get us started here on our challenge. and that's going to last for a while. It's not just this month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that'll go all the way through the summer. It'll probably be all the way through 2020.
Okay, very good. So find out more about that if you don't know about that and get involved. And thanks to you, Kyle.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And to all of you at Parks and Rec. And until next time, just remember, we're out there at the park for you.